Alma. Back then, all we wanted was the simplest things. To eat good food, to sleep at night, to smile, to laugh, to be well. We felt it was our right as much as it was anyone's to have those things. Of course, when I think about it now, I see that I was naive. I was blinded by the swell of hope and the promise of possibility. I assumed that everything that would go wrong in our lives already had. 30 hours after crossing the border, we arrived, the three of us in the back seat of a red pickup truck that smelled of cigarette smoke and gasoline. "Wake up," I whispered, nudging Maribel as the driver turned into a parking lot. "We're here, hija."
"Where?" Maribel asked.
"Delaware." She blinked at me in the dark. Arturo was sitting on the other side of us.
"Is she okay?" he asked.
"Don't worry," I said. "She's fine." It was just after sunset and darkness bled in from the outer reaches of the sky. A few minutes earlier, we'd been on a busy road, driving through four-way intersections, past strip malls and fast food restaurants. But as we neared the apartment building, all of that had given way. The last thing I saw before we turned onto the long gravel lane that led to the parking lot was an abandoned auto body shop, its hand-painted sign on the ground, propped up against the gray stucco facade. The driver parked the truck and lit another cigarette. He'd been smoking the whole trip. It gave him something to do with his mouth, I guess, since he'd made it clear from the moment he picked us up in Laredo that he wasn't interested in conversation. Arturo climbed out first, straightened his cowboy hat, and surveyed the building. 2 stories made of cinder blocks and cement, an outdoor walkway that rang the length of the second floor with metal staircases at either end, pieces of broken styrofoam in the grass, a chain-link fence along the perimeter of the lot, cracks in the asphalt.
I had expected it to be nicer.
Something with white shutters and red bricks. Something with manicured shrubs and flower boxes in the windows. The way American houses looked in movies. This was the only option Arturo's new job had given us, though, and I told myself we were lucky to have it. Silently, in the dim and unfamiliar air, we unloaded our things, plastic trash bags packed with clothes and sheets and towels, cardboard boxes filled with dishes wrapped in newspaper, a cooler crammed with bars of soap, bottles of water, cooking oil, and shampoo. During the drive, we had passed a television set on the curb, and when he saw it, the driver braked hard and backed up.
"You want it?" he asked us.
Arturo and I looked at each other in confusion.
"The television?" Arturo asked.
The driver said, "You want it? Take it."
Arturo said, it's not stealing?" The driver snorted.
"People throw away everything in the United States, even things that are still perfectly good."
Later, when he stopped again and pointed to a discarded kitchen table and later again at a mattress propped up like a sliding board against someone's mailbox, we understood what to do and loaded them into the truck. After we carried everything up the rusted metal staircase to our apartment, after we found the key the landlord had left for us, taped to the threshold of the door, Arturo went back down to pay the driver. He gave him half the money we had. Gone. Just like that. The driver put the bills in his pocket and flicked his cigarette out the window.
"Good luck," I heard him say before he drove off.